We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting from the last words of Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Chisda, Gidud Chamisha Umechitz Chamisha. If you have a wall that's Gidud Chamisha, means it's a bank of five, and then Umechitz Chamisha. What does that mean? Let's say you have one field, one chatzah, a courtyard higher than the other courtyard by five tvachim. And then you put up a fence of five tvachim on top of that courtyard. So standing in the bottom courtyard, you look up, you have 10 tvachim. If you're sitting in your courtyard, you only have 5 tvachim. You sit in your courtyard, you only have a 5 tvachim wall. What's the halacha? So Rav Chisda says, Ein mitzarfim. It's not mitzuruf. You cannot be considered a mechitza of 10. And as the Gemara goes on, we'll explain this a little better. It says, even though on the bottom guy, he looks up, he has 10 tvachim. The top guy has 5 tvachim. It sounds like right now we're saying for both of them, it's not a mechitza. Either it's completely begidud or completely mechitza. It has to be either all that the other courtyard is 10 tvachim higher than it without any fence, or the whole fence is 10 tvachim high. But a half fence, half height of the courtyard being higher is not enough to make a mechitza. That's what he said. And the Gemara will explain in a second. We'll explain it after we see the Gemara's kasha. Meisvei. Mamish this type of case. You have two courtyards, one above the other one. And the higher one is above the tachtoina 10 tvachim. Or, oy, sheyesh by gidu chamishim chitz chamisha. Or, it was higher by 5 tvachim. And on that, you put up a fence of 5 tvachim. The halacha is, ma'arvim shnayim ve'im ma'arvim echad. We know when we have two courtyards with a mechitz in between, each one can make their own area with their own houses, but they can't unite themselves as one. Why not? Because you have mechitza in between. Clear that this is called a mechitza, because it's saying that you cannot unite them, and they each can make their own area. So you have mechitza in between. Pachos mekan, if it's lower than your tvachim, ma'arvin echad, then they become one, and you have to make a united area. Ve'im arvin shnayim, you can't say, I'm making an area myself, because you open the other fields since you don't have a 10 tvachim wall. But what do you see from here in this braisa? That even though it's gidud chamisha mechitz chamisha, ma'arv mishnayim means each guy can be separate. You have a wall. I thought it wasn't a good wall. Amarava moida Rav Chisda betachtoino hoil v'rei pnei asara. Rav Chisda's moida, the bottom guy has a mechitza and he can make his own erev. He's separate from the upper one, but the upper one does not have a mechitza. When Rav Chisda said ein mitzarfin, he held that it's not a good mechitza above. And why not? So now we'll explain why not. So Rashi explains like this, that the bottom guy, he looks up, he sees his full 10 tvachim. The upper guy, he looks at his wall, he only sees a 5 tvachim wall. So therefore, it's not a good mechitza. And Babish Shlomo, if we only gidud, it would be good. Why? I don't see a wall, it's flush. Teresa goes to the bank, he looks down, he sees 10 tvachim. Here, he can't go to the bank, he has a wall of 5 tvachim in front of him. He can't go to the cliff, he has 5 tvachim. He only sees 5 tvachim. Therefore, Rachit says, Al-Yoyin is not a good Erev. Whoever argues in it, we'll see my Reimer later argues Rav Chisda, he always like to stand at the top of the wall and look down like he sees my 10 tvachim. But Rav Chisda is not like that. He's standing in the courtyard, you don't see anything more than 5 tvachim. You can't do that, so it's no good. So it means the tachtoina is good and the top one is no good. That's what Rav Chisda means to say. Omer Rav Moed Rav Chisda b'tachtoina hov rei pnei asara. Break the Barakasha, it says in the Braisa, that says, v'gidl chamish chitzim, it says, ma'arvim shnayim, which sounds like that they both can make an area for themselves. Because the bottom courtyard makes an area with his houses, the top guy makes it his houses. If the top guy doesn't have a mechitza, he can't make an area. He's open to the bottom guy. If this is true, the bottom guy can make his own area and he can't unify himself. But the top guy shouldn't be able to do anything. He can't do one area with the bottom guy because the bottom guy has mechitza to him. And he can't do two areas. Because he can't make his own area because he's open to the bottom guy. He doesn't have a mechitza. We're saying for Rav Chisda, El Yoyna does not have a mechitza. If he doesn't have a mechitza, he can't enclose himself to himself and make his own area. If he doesn't have a mechitza by him, only has 5 tvachim. And it's mashma in the braisa, ma'arv shnayim. Each guy makes his own area. So the bumper kasha. So we're still shver Rav Chisda. Amar Rav Ula going to El Yoyna megufefes ad es ames. The Torah is like this. The El Yoyna has mechitzas on both sides of him. He had their mechitzas. Right, like Gemara thinks it's the Gamri like that. You have full mechitzas on two sides. And then in the middle, you have less than 10 amas or less of opening. To the bottom, it's 10 tvachim high. To the top guy, is only 5 tvachim. The top guy only sees a 5 tvachim wall. So here, you can arvish nayim. Why? Because they have a good fefes. They have walls in between. Frank the Gemara, Ihachi aim a seifa, it says in the seifa, pachis mekan, if this five, with another five, is lower than 10, ma'arvan echav yamashtayim, you have to make one erev, you can't make two erev. El chayra, if you have these gefufim, iboye chatar, iboye treyar. If you have these gefufim, you can make one erev because you have a door now, because no 10 tvachim between, but you could make two erevin, each one for himself, because you have these gefufim, you have a wall. Omar rava braid, a rabbi braid rava. That only the top one have gefufim, not the bottom one. The case is the two courtyards are a small courtyard, a narrow courtyard next to a bigger courtyard. And the entire side of the lower one is open to Al-Yayna, besides for the Gidl Chamisha and Mechitz Chamisha. So therefore, if it's a full, if you have Gidl Chamisha, then it's a good Mechitza. But if it's lower than that, then he's open to the Al-Yayna. If that's true, then but the upper guy has his gefufim, right? The bottom guy should only be able to make one eriv and not two eriv. But al yoina he could do either one. He buy a tray eriv, buy a chat eriv because he has a gefufim. He has the walls and he has an opening. So why does it say pachis mekan? You have to make ma'arvin echad ve'im ramshnayim. So Gemara says when it says pachis mekan ma'arvin echad ve'im ma'arvin shnayim is only going on the bottom guy. Enachinami. It's going dafka on the bottom guy. So it comes out like this. According to Rav Chista, let's just recap. According to Rav Chista, he says that Gidl Chamisha Chitzchah is not good Mechitza. So we ask the Kashmir Braisa. It says Gidl Chamisha Chitzchah, Ma'arvin Echad ve'im Ma'arvin Shnayim. That Ma'arvin Shnayim ve'im Ma'arvin Echad. That each guy can make his own air. We have Gidl Chamisha Chitzchah. So he said, what do you mean? It's not a Mechitza. So he said that for the bottom guy is mechitza. So he said, but the top guy doesn't have a mechitza then, so why could he be ma'arvim for himself? Tarsus, he has gefufim. He has gefufim. And the bottom guy does not have gefufim, because the bottom guy is narrower. He's completely open to you. So if he has his 5x5, he's cut off, he can make his own erev. If it's less than 5, it says, ma'arvim echav erev shnayim, that's dafka going on the bottom guy. That he has to make one error with the other guy. Now he's usher. The top guy has an option. He can say, you know what? I'm making one error. I'll do with you. And he's mutter because he has gefufim. He has his chatzah wider, and that's mutter. That's what comes out lefi Rav Chista. He learns the brisa. Dorash Maremar. Maremar argues Rav Chista. He says Dorash Maremar gidut chamisha umechitza chamisha mitzafim. If you have a fence that's five, you know, the bank is 5 tefachim high, and mechitza top of it's mistarfim. He argues mistarfim cipher the top, cipher the bottom. We said the svara, Ben Yerushin said the svara that it works even for the guy on top. Why? Because he can stand on the mechitza and look at it. But Ben Yerushin's lashon is he says v'afish ena chotzal yoyin a roya mechitza asara b'neiim. Even though the top guy doesn't see mechitza asara, reading the Ben Yerushin, afilachi ena oisrasa. Lefi Shemisha Oimer Al Gabi Roisha Mechitza Mabit Lamata. The guy stands at the top of the looks down. Roya Oimek Hachotzar Tachtoina Shil Lamata Vasari. He sees the Oimek is Asara. That's Pshat in this man the Yama. So it's more of a Vaita. Ashke Ravina Rav Acha Breda Rava. Omale Tony Mar Midi Mechitza. Ravina found Rav Acha Breda Rava. He said, did you learn anything about Mechitza, you know, about the Gidot? Omale Loi. I never learned anything. And the Mar ends off. Hilchasa Gidot Chamisha 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 Maremar that holds that it works. That a Gidichvisha works. And the Gemara brought down a story here. What was the point of bringing down the story? That's a shtickel of a Ha'ara. It says he found something and he said, I didn't learn anything in it. Ad Khan. So, there are Shash Stelso Gemara 4, Yad Alpha and Beis, it says such a story. It happens to be before when we learned the story, we learned someone say there that means we don't pass like that. You didn't learn anything about it. But here, I guess, I'm not sure. Here we still pass like that. You have to know why the Gemara brings down the Maisa. Look at the Rashash. He just told us the Gemara earlier. Okay, so the Gemara Vaita. Boyerav Hishaya. Diurim Abaam B'Shabbos. If you have Diurim coming on Shabbos, what does that mean? So Rashi explains what it means is you had a wall between two Chatzeris that fell on Shabbos. Now, all of a sudden, you have new neighbors. You don't have an Erif. You have one courtyard here and one courtyard here next to each other. They each have a bunch of houses. It could be they each made their own Erif, even. It could be. But now, the wall fell down in between. And now they there's new dirim. They're open to each other. What do you do now? What's the halacha? Dirim mamshav is ma'al sheyasher. They've come aser. Amrav chista toshema chotzer gedol shenifetz lo ktana. A chotzer gedol that broke on ktana. We thought it meant on Shabbos. Hagdailum Mutaris, Vakana Asura. Why? Because it's the door of the Gdala, it's open to the Gdala. So you see, if you have new Durum on Shabbos, it becomes Asur. First Mishnah, right? Omarabba, no, it's not on first Mishnah. Ain't by Durum if it's so. Our Mishnah says it's also happened before Shabbos. But if it happened on Shabbos, it's Mutter. Why? Hoyal Vahutra Hutra. That's what the Shaila here is. Do you say Hoyal Vahutra Hutra? Since the beginning of Shabbos, there was a wall, it doesn't become Asur. I, the Mishnah, Chatzah Tanshin if it's so, that meant before Shabbos. Because maybe, so going before Shabbos. Omalei Abaya, lo yitim amar emer. Don't say maybe it happened before Shabbos. I'll bother by the end of it. So it has to be happened before Shabbos because we know for a fact we say hova hutra hutra. The amar the amar, boy me name Rav Huna, boy me name Rav Yehuda. You always say over that they asked Rav Huna and they asked Rav Yehuda. Erev derech a Pesach, made an erev through a Pesach, benistam a Pesach, or erev derech a loin, you made an erev through a window, benistam a chalim, and it got closed up. The door of chalim got closed up on Shabbos. Maho, what's the halacha? Could you keep your erev that you now do with this door? But Amrul, he always told us, Shabbos kivon hutra hutra. He said kivon hutra hutra. So here also, he say kivon hutra hutra. Now, what's exactly the raya? It could be if a wall falls down, it's worse than if a door opens up. The Tarot says, because they're both shilas of diurim. They're not shilas of mechitza. You're right, mechitza is always worse when it falls down. That means if your shus yachid mechitza fell down on Shabbos, to say, that's a much bigger chiddush. Much bigger chiddush. But here, the wall that fell down wasn't a shus yachid bigger wall. It was the wall that protected you from diurim. And since we find by diurim, that means that the doorway closes up. The halach is, they say, kivon hutra hutra. Here also, you will say, kivon the hutra hutra. And I'm at Shem on tomorrow's share. We'll continue a little bit about the sugya. I'll keep the hutra hutra. We'll see. It might be a machlekes Rav and Shmuel.